Welcome to day 120 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We have five of the Ten Commandments plus eschatology left to cover. I'm not sure we're going to make it. It's going to be a squeeze. Stay tuned. We're on the sixth commandment today. Westminster Larger Catechism question 134 asks, what is the sixth commandment? And the answer, the sixth commandment is, thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20:13. Question 68 of the Shorter Catechism asks, what is required in the sixth commandment? Reminding us that each of the commandments are usually divided up into two sections. What is required? What are the duties required? And what are the sins prohibited? Today we'll be starting to look at the duties required in the sixth commandment. Answer question 68, what is required in the sixth commandment? The sixth commandment requireth all lawful endeavors to preserve our own life and the life of others. With regard to our own life, the Catechism cites Ephesians 5:28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own, but the Lord, the Church. With regard to the sixth, requiring all the life of others, we have the example in 1 Kings 18:4, for it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. The larger catechism, question 135, expands, as it usually does, on the duties required in the sixth commandment. The answer for the larger catechism to that question is, the duties required in the sixth commandment, careful studies and lawful endeavors to preserve the life of ourselves and others, by resisting all thoughts and purposes, subduing all passions, and avoiding all occasions, temptations, and practices which tend to the unjust taking away the life of any, by just defense thereof against violence, patient bearing of the hand of God, quietness of mind, cheerfulness of spirit, a sober use of meat, drink, physic or medicine, sleep, labor, and recreations, by charitable thoughts, love, compassion, meekness, gentleness, kindness, peaceable, mild speech, forbearance, to be reconciled, patient bearing in injuries, and quieting good for evil, and finally comforting and anchoring, the protecting and ending the innocent. You've never thought in terms of that duties required from none, but all of these positive ways of promoting life, promoting not just our life, but the life of others. And I think, as we'll see, that this applies, this is sort of the definition of love, and we're required to love our enemies. So all of these things are things that are required to do for ourselves and for others and even for our enemies. So the proof texts for the larger catechism, the first two are the same as for the shorter catechism. The duties required in the sixth commandment are all careful studies and lawful endeavors to preserve the life of ourselves. Ephesians 5:28-29, no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it. And all lawful endeavors to preserve the life of others, as Obadiah did when he took 100 prophets and fed them with bread and water when they were being cut off by Jezebel. But now here's where the answer expands. The sixth commandment, one of the duties required in the sixth commandment, is resisting all thoughts and purposes, not just not killing, but resisting all thoughts and purposes toward that. Jeremiah 25:15. But you know for certain that if you put me to death, you shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and upon the inhabitants thereof. For truly the Lord hath sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. Then said the princes and all the people unto the priests and to the prophets, this man is not worthy to die, for he hath spoken unto us in the name of the Lord our God. Acts 23, starting at verse 12, and when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions unto him and said, bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he hath a certain thing to tell him. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him, and now they are ready, looking for a promise from thee. This man was taken of the Jews, and should have been killed of them. Then came I with an army, and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman." So there are several figures there participating in the work to make sure that the purposes to kill Paul were thwarted. Another requirement of the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill, is subduing all passions. Actually, the longer part of this answer is subduing all passions and avoiding all temptations and practices which tend to unjust take away the life of any. We're just focusing on subduing all passions. Ephesians 4, 26 and 27, be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Avoiding all occasions. 2 Samuel 2:22, Abner said again unto Asahel, turn thee aside from following me. Wherefore should I smite thee to the ground? And Deuteronomy 22:8, when thou buildest a new house, then thou shalt make a battlement for thy roof, that thou bring not blood upon thy house, if any man fall from thence. So avoiding all occasions, meaning if there's a dangerous place on your property that you need to make it safe so that no one's life is lost. Avoiding all temptations to killing others. Matthew 4, 6 and 7, and saith unto him, if thou be the devil, to Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Proverbs 1, starting at verse 10, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. We're to avoid all practices which tend to the unjust taking of the life of any. 1 Samuel 4:12, the Lord judge between me and thee, and the Lord avenge me of thee, but mine hand shall not be upon thee. And, of course, you need to read the stories to understand the context and the whole story, but we're just looking at the specific point that's made where we are inferring or deducing from the story. Sometimes it's not necessarily thou shalt or thou shalt not, but simply a historical account that's given to us as an example, and we're to draw ethical mandates for or against something from these historical passages. 1 Samuel 26:9-11, David said to Abishai, destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? David said, therefore, as the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. And Genesis 37:21-22, Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands, and said, let us not kill him. And Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands, and to deliver him to his father again. Just defense against violence is a duty required by the command, thou shalt not kill. Psalm 82:4, deliver the poor and needy, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Proverbs 24:11-12, if thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth he not know it? And shall he not render to every man according to his works? And 1 Samuel 14:45, and the people said unto Saul, shall Jonathan die, who hath wrought this great salvation in Israel? God forbid. As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of his head fall to the ground, for he hath wrought with God this day. So the people rescued Jonathan, that he died not. Another duty required of the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill, is patient bearing of the hand of God. James 5, starting at verse 7, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Stablish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. And Hebrews 12:9, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? And that's about halfway through this answer, and run out of time, so we'll continue with quietness of mind tomorrow on day number 121 as we continue looking at the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill.